This is Goals with Soul, the podcast for visionary coaches and entrepreneurs building your business with inspired action. In alignment with your mission and authentic message, so you can create impact for your soul clients and feel lit up every day. I'm your host, Jo Ingram, married mum of three daughters from London and a former ad agency director turned business coach and strategist. In Goals with Soul, we blend revenue generation with energetics, marketing strategies with pranic healing, and ambitious business goals with our soul's desires. If you're looking to build your business with less efforting and more ease, this is the podcast for you. Let's dive in. Welcome to Goals with Soul. I'm Joanna Ingram, and today we're talking about how to sign high-value dream coaching clients. Now, many talented coaches struggle to sign high-value clients, leaving them feeling exhausted and uninspired. And yet the pressure's on as inflation rises and consumers are becoming more discerning in their spending. The key is to focus on brand messaging strategy so you can stand out in the industry and create leverage for all your marketing activities. Now, I'm going to share the three vital messaging strategies to help develop a business that attracts aligned and profitable clients. Now, with more than one in six workers reporting stress caused by their jobs, so says The Times in the UK, it's no wonder that so many seek a haven in being their own boss and infusing their work with purpose and coaching others to success. Now, I know if you're listening to this, then that describes you too. You want to make a difference in the world and you want to be autonomous. You want to be able to create your own reality with your own choices and create freedom. However, the coaching industry does not always live up to its hype. When the same two drivers that most ex-corporate coaches experienced in their previous careers are causing frustration. And they are annoying colleagues and insufficient pay. If you've ever worked in corporate or any kind of job where you're working for somebody else, annoying colleagues and insufficient pay are pretty much the key problems that people cite why they wish they didn't have to go into work on a Monday morning. But isn't it true that most post-pandemic coaches who work primarily online and are spending significant time in their week are interacting with their clients? And although clients are not strictly defined as colleagues, how a coach feels energetically after those interactions are going to determine how happy you feel in your business overall. The overarching desire is to create a profitable business without burnout. Now, I've written an article on that as an executive contributor for Brains magazine. I've shared the details about creating a profitable business without burnout. And I'm going to pop the link in the show notes if you want to drift over there and take a look about what I have to share on that, because it is really instrumental stuff to make sure that you're going to have a sustainable and joyful business. The good news is that although employees may find themselves stuck with their co-workers, as business owners, we can choose to literally up-level our client relationships by changing and evolving the clients we choose to work with. Now, I initially, when I first launched my business, was working with entrepreneurs who were struggling to organize their time, to hit deadlines, and to achieve their goals. They were happy to work with me and sign up to being held accountable, but they only sometimes rose to the occasion. And as a result, I became increasingly depleted by clients who didn't do the work or respect boundaries. So I became curious about how to elevate my messaging from attracting struggling clients to those ready and willing to create success. And I wonder if this is resonating with you. Have you been, or perhaps you're still in, a situation where those clients you work with, whilst amazing humans, may not feel like a best fit match for you? Perhaps you're over-delivering. Perhaps your boundaries are ill-defined. Perhaps they're clients that aren't able to invest in themselves or do the work and get the results. And that can cause a loop of frustration in your business when you know that you're ready for more. You know that you're ready to take it to the next level, but you feel a little overwhelmed working with the clientele you already have and not sure how to make the biggest difference. The most profitable and joyful coaching comes from signing dream clients who are not just heck yes to the price tag, but are hell bent on embracing the process, doing the work, and ultimately getting the results. These are genuine dream clients that savvy coaches market directly to. And the best way to attract them and to lean into increasing income and impact is to elevate your brand messaging to a thought leader position so you can stand out in your crowded niche. The most critical part of marketing is messaging. I'm going to say that again. It's the most critical part of marketing. You know, when you're getting busy with all the other things, if your messaging isn't on point, fully integrated, elevated, expressed, articulated, you're going to struggle. Without messaging that cuts through and resonates with your ideal clients, all the other marketing strategies are just going to have to work that much harder or not even work at all. Think about how to grow a social media following. And I know Forbes says it requires commitment and consistency. I mean, Forbes knows what they're talking about. We all know it takes commitment and consistency. But it's really clear to see if you've got indistinct or inauthentic messaging, that you're going to hinder the success that you see in your marketing on your social media. It's more important than ever to create genuinely authentic messaging, a personal connection with your audience, so you can increase their trust in your service, your delivery, and your results. Now, there are three core tenets of my Messaging Edge framework, which is my step-by-step method to create aligned, authentic brand messaging. And they're going to be key to attracting those energized, high-value clients. I'm going to take you through them one by one. If you feel like you need to take notes, now's a good time to grab a pen. But really, it's an energetic thing. It's like, just feel into this, because it's going to make a massive difference to how you elevate your messaging, your brand, and your clients. First up, differentiate, resonate, and attract. As humans, we have a really strong desire to blend in with the crowd. And whilst that subconscious strategy existed, literally to keep us safe back in tribal times, the exact opposite is true in modern day online coaching. In a sea of similar coaches, having a specific message and approach creates a distinctive standout brand. Creating unique positioning within the industry really requires self-awareness and reflection about the aspects of your experience, your pain points, your interests and passions, your character and personality, as well as your skills. These are the five aspects of my Brand Epics process, which I share with coaches and consultants to help them really embody the who they are within their messaging, rather than looking to others to influence and inspire your brand direction. Now, the second is courageous expectations. Courageous expectations. I love the title of that because it's so in line with how I'm feeling this year. I feel audacious. I feel courageous. And having courageous expectations is having the courage to stand up for your mission, for your vision, and position yourself as a true thought leader. To do this, it does require audacity, and many are reluctant to express that. I know that I was stuck for the longest time in imposter syndrome and fear of judgment, that even the thought of being audacious was quite terrifying, to be honest. I didn't own my own power. I didn't see my expertise and my authority. But the reality is that the online coaching industry relies heavily on visible marketing to develop your leads and your sales, and often that's on social media. So overcoming imposter syndrome and fear of judgment and perfectionism, it's the key to creating your up-leveled confidence to express your brand message unapologetically. And this is how I overcame so much of what was holding me back, really solidifying who I am in this industry and my unique and authentic message that basically you're hearing from me right now. It's dialing the me into my business, not trying to be somebody else, not trying to deliver something that somebody else does brilliantly, but perhaps it's not something that I really feel called to do. You shouldn't feel under any pressure, business or otherwise, to create or be anything that isn't truly aligned with what brings you joy, because this is energetic marketing. This is where people are going to feel the power of that draw, the power of your mission, the vision that they share. And that's what's going to attract those next level soul aligned clients. But it's also vital to have courageous expectations for your clients, not just for you and your business. Because when you hold your clients accountable to their vision and you do it with a certainty, They are going to start to feel it too, because they may not feel that for themselves, but they're going to get that energy coming from you. Having bold expectations elevates both the coach and the client. It creates an energetic alignment that genuinely promotes results and attracts new sales. It's no coincidence that the industry's most successful and most profitable coaches cite a commitment to their inner work as the key. Leadership coach to billionaires, Lolly Daskal, she told CNBC, "The secret of the true billionaire is what's going on the inside." I believe this to be so true. I know how hard it was to build my business when I didn't feel good enough. I didn't believe in myself. And I've seen the difference when that energy and power drops in. And from a messaging perspective, when you embody courageous expectations, you call to your clients' desires, not just agitating their struggles. This is very important because it attracts those energized clients who are ready for change, not just those who identify with the pain points, those that are going to be stuck in that way of thinking long term. We all know how it feels when we start attracting clients who are stuck in their struggle. They're scared to invest. They don't want to do the work. They can't make decisions. They procrastinate. And whilst many coaches are beautifully poised to help just those exact people, myself and so many coaches that I attract are ready to work with high-level, energetic, motivated clients. And there are clients out there that are a perfect match for each and every one of us. Now, on to number three. And this I want to share with you about thought leader frameworks. Clients desire solutions. Like, that shouldn't be a big newsflash, and yet so often it's easy to forget. Clients aren't seeking out coaching packages or coaching programs, but rather they're looking for trusted methods to create the outcomes and the results that they want. Coaches, you, we must demonstrate our ability to create that transformation, because only that way can we earn our clients' trust in our delivery and in their results. This requirement is magnified for high-value clients and high-ticket programs. When you present a unique method, process, system or framework, often trademarked, it really appeals to prospective buyers' logical minds. It maximizes your authority and credibility. In order for them to drop in energetically and feel aligned, they have to both rationally and emotionally know and believe in their hearts that you are going to help them more than any other coach get where they desire to go. And in addition, a thought leader framework really bolsters your confidence, because you know that you can convert clients on sales calls, show up on social media, put yourself forward as a speaker, podcast guest, or other high profile marketing opportunities, because you have that framework, that thought leadership piece that's going to be yours to share, that makes you stand out from anybody else with your job title who might coach in the same sphere as you. It makes you unique because you have a unique solution. Now, please let me appeal to you to act now, to not sit with this information and wonder how you're going to do it in a month's time, 6 months' time, and not take action. Because right now we have a rise in inflation and it's forcing consumers to streamline their budgets. They're becoming increasingly selective in how they allocate their spending. And unfortunately, this trend appears set to affect the coaching industry for a prolonged period. Experts are reporting a drop in conversion rates, and an increasing postponement to purchase. Perhaps you've seen this yourself. You've had a call with someone you feel is so well matched, and yet they're not ready to take the leap. Perhaps you see a difference from this time last year, when more people were ready to invest more easily. And the Harvard Business Review, they reported that reassuring messages that reinforce an emotional connection with the brand and demonstrate empathy are vital. Now, this is coming from the Harvard Business Review. We're talking about reassuring messages, reinforcing emotional connection, demonstrate empathy. This is all brand messaging, and this is all stuff that has to come from your heart, an articulation and expression of your passion, your mission, and your true message. Now's the time to ensure that your brand messaging is on point and it speaks to potential clients' hearts. It's more critical than ever to maximize client trust and attraction. With the things that I've just shared with you, implementing those elements of brand epics and the messaging edge framework, because it's about brand message alignment, bold expression of brand mission, activation of thought leader frameworks, and diving into magnetic content, getting aligned marketing strategies, and ultimately leveraging your authority in a way that you stop hiding. Stop. If you're from the Southern Hemisphere, forget the tall poppy syndrome. If it's something that you're just feeling like, how could I put myself to that next level, share that new elevated messaging? This is my call to you, because you are already there. If you've stayed on this podcast and you're starting to feel some resistance, maybe even your throat starting in that chakra closing up because it's so, so hard to express your truth, this is my invitation to you to really dive into that for yourself. Nothing is going to make a bigger difference in your business if this is resonating with you right now. Now, if you are feeling excited about what your next level messaging could look like, there's two ways that you could dive into that today. First of all, I'm going to drop a link at the bottom to get a free messaging assessment where we can talk on a call about your messaging gaps and how you can elevate those in the next 30 to 60 days. And also, I have something exciting coming up in March. I am launching a new case study group where we're going to dive into all the aspects of the messaging edge framework. And I'm looking for 5 established, ambitious women coaches who want to consistently sign perfect match energetic clients with their authentic brand messaging. They're ready to elevate their authority and dive into aligned marketing strategies. This is an opportunity to get your brand messaging clarity and client attraction energetics aligned, so you can stop over-efforting in your business with exhausting client over-servicing or misaligned marketing strategies. We've seen some amazing results so far with clients elevating their messaging and attracting dream collaborations and clients of 6-7 figures and selling their offers with new increased prices to match their new up-level brand positioning. We've had coaches develop new courage, become guests on podcasts, to put themselves forward on Instagram and create immediate results with people asking them to share more details, with people jumping onto discovery calls. And those clients have been more aligned than ever. When dietitian and no diet coach Andrea did this work, she called in 3 new clients the very next week, all of whom were soul aligned next level clients she had never attracted before. And now I'm looking to help more women to create that life changing, authentic messaging and stand out with their brand positioning. If that could be you, head on over to Instagram and simply send me the word aligned and I will share all the details with you. You can find me at iamjo.ingram or simply email me at joe@iamjoeingram.com and we can find out if it's a good fit for you. And so have an inspired action week. Take care. Bye now.